They say the truth can set you free. Well, this is a safe space for your most disgusting NFL takes.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios.
The man your man could smell.
Theo Dorsey is theoretically speaking.
But are you a different animal and the same beast?
What does that mean, Kobe Bryant?
Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
Good heap. It's your boy Theo Dorsey kicking it with you on this Tuesday. My boy C-Cat on the ones and twos on the other side of the glass. And as we cruise into a day where we know we're now 9 days away from the kickoff to the NFL season, just a week and a couple sleeps until we get Ravens Chiefs on a Thursday night to get things cracking in the NFL. Plus, we got college football this weekend, week one, like the official week one, not like week zero where half of the, fans here in Florida, at least those that cheer for the Noles, want to act like it didn't happen. It's all cracking this week. Football's all officially back. But C-Cat, on a day like today, I'll start you with this. What's the most disgusted you feel? Like, what's something that just makes you feel absolutely, like, just sick to your stomach? I know for me, it's like the smell of Fruity Pebbles.
What?
It's random as hell. But the whiff of Fruity Pebbles near me, I don't allow Fruity Pebbles in my house. Whenever somebody's eating Fruity Pebbles in a room with me, I try to exit. The very aroma of Fruity Pebbles, a cereal and a snack that I used to devour as a kid every single day until that one fateful day in second grade in Mrs. Kilgard's class, right? We were learning, like, I'm sure, like, long division. I don't know what they teach you in second grade, but I do remember the feeling I had when I reached in my pocket, my little Ziploc bag full of Fruity Pebbles, and tried to eat some, one of my daily routines, and that time it just didn't go down right. Came right back out. And since that day, I can't stand Fruity Pebbles. It makes me feel absolutely disgusting. What makes you feel just like, hurl-inducing disgusting?
I hate wet food. I despise, like, cleaning out your sink in your kitchen. Maybe if you're, ooh, like, did a bunch of baking, or not really baking, maybe a bunch of cooking, and it piles up at the bottom of your sink. I despise wet food. I hate the smell of a dishwasher that for some reason just smells specifically rank. Maybe you didn't run it after maybe 4 or 5 days when you should have done it beforehand. That just, I will gag all the way to the bathroom.
So are you the dishwasher in your house? Do you wash them, hand wash in the sink?
We have a kind of a split duty. I do the dishwasher and she washes the dishes, if that makes sense. If it needs scrubbing and it needs, like, manual labor in the sink, my girlfriend would take care of that, but I'd load the dishwasher.
It's not like much of a job loading the dishwasher. That's really like low maintenance stuff.
Be surprised.
I am the one that washes the dishes in our sink. I actually grew up washing dishes. We don't use the dishwasher in our house. Literally, we've moved into it. It's been about 2 years and some change. We have not run the dishwasher once at our crib. I'm not even sure if it works. But I will say this. The one thing I can't stand is people who, like, fill the sink up and put soap in it and let the water get really, like, muggy and whatnot, because I can't reach my hand in. Like you said, with the wet food, I can't reach my hand into water that's been soiled by a lot of loose food.
So anything could be in there.
It's just, it's absolutely horrific. It makes me feel disgusting as well. So I'm sympathetic with you there. I empathize with you on that end. Something that makes me feel even sicker than Fruity Pebbles or wet food at the bottom of a sink full of dishes is my take on the New York Jets this year. My feeling and my confidence on the New York Jets going into the 2024 season, that when I look at the AFC East and I see the Miami Dolphins, but I see the back end of that schedule. Like, I'm tantalized by the offense like everybody else, but I see what they have in their last six games and it doesn't look good. Then I look at the Buffalo Bills, and yeah, Josh Allen is a great quarterback. He's a near elite tier quarterback, but he's turnover prone. He's also a guy that throws his body around a lot. This could be the year where we see him miss some time with how reckless he gets, because he's going to have to put that Superman cape on now that they have taken away a lot of his targets, a lot of his weapons. And then I look at the New York Jets, who everybody is seemingly all the way out on, but I think they are definitively going to win the AFC East this year. And with their light schedule, with the upgrade from Zach Wilson and Trevor Siemian and Tim Boyle up to Aaron Rodgers, he doesn't have to be MVP Rodgers. He just has to be a good quarterback, like a borderline good quarterback, and the New York Jets to walk away with the AFC East this year. My most disgusting take, the thing that I feel worst about going into the year, is how confident I am that the New York Jets are going to win the AFC East. And if you asked me this back in April when we first started, theoretically speaking, and C-Cat, if you asked me this even back at the beginning of last year when everybody was on the Jets hype train, I was all the way against it. I didn't feel like Aaron Rodgers had that kind of juice in him, and I didn't think what they were building with the Jets had the validity to be able to withstand the test of time as well as go out and compete in the AFC. But then I looked at last year, and they won 7 games with the worst quarterback play in the league. Garrett Wilson is a dog at receiver. Breece Hall is one of the best backs in the league. If Aaron Rodgers just walks in there and is a top 10, top 15 quarterback with that defense, they should be clear-cut favorites to win the AFC East. And then what happens in the playoffs, I mean, that's when they start to disappoint you. But my most disgusting NFL take, the one that makes me feel most sick to my stomach, I might need a break early here on the show soon if I don't hurry up and finish talking about it, is the Jets are a lock to win the AFC East. Sorry, Dolphins and Bills fans, but it's all theirs. All Aaron Rodgers has to do is play 13 or 14 games. And even with that, if he misses some time, I believe in Tyrod Taylor. The Jets feel like a lock in the AFC East, and it makes me sick to the stomach to say that. 888-760-3776. 888-760-3776. Again, this is a safe space for you, and you can also comment on the YouTube stream at Theo Speaking or hop on Twitter at ESPN West Palm and let us know what you think. What's the most disgusting NFL take? Going into the season, we haven't kicked off football yet. Nothing has happened, but I know you have some confidence. You have some predictions. You have some feelings inside of you that you want to get out here. It's a safe space. We won't replay these later. What's the most disgusting NFL take you have? Mine is the Jets have the AFC East crown already sewed up, and then it's going to be what can they do in the postseason. Hit us up on the Baptist Health Hotline, 888-760-3776. Are you experiencing foot and ankle pain and need to see an expert in the field? Baptist Health Orthopedic Care is a team of foot and ankle orthopedic surgeons and specialists who are regarded as leaders in their specialty. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho to learn more today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. See, Kat, I can't be a guy that is, I don't want to sound hypocritical at all, because I am fortified in my faith of what the Jets can be this year, but it does make me feel a little bit sick, because I get why everybody's out on the Jets. I mean, we don't know if Hassan Reddick is going to show up to play football for them this year. They just traded for the guy. Aaron Rodgers is coming off of an Achilles, and he's 40-plus years old. But, man, and also Nate Hackett's the OC. Like, that's hard to bargain with. But, man, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it, and you must feel not too opposed to it because you haven't even said anything yet.
Yeah, I'm naturally kind of a cynic, and when everyone's zigging, I like to zag. I kind of look at the other side of things and opt to go with that side of things. There's a reason why the public is not very good at sports betting, and sure, why they have these bajillion-dollar casinos in Las Vegas is because those guys know a little bit more than the people that bet on sports. But is it true that maybe the Jets are just this year's Lions? Like, the Lions, man, were the hot commodity going into last season, and they just lived up to it. Everyone was high on the Lions, even though the history of losing in Detroit. This year, everyone's kind of high on the Jets, or even though they're losing.
It feels like some people are out on the Jets, though.
They're tired of it. We got a lot of our Jets takes off going into last season, and we're not going to rev up the engines and do it all again for 2024, and I'm kind of on the same side. Like, everything that we wanted to say about the Jets, we said going into last season.
See, but is that a fair take, though? Like, is it fair just because you feel like you have fatigue of talking about a team, and on top of that, maybe the characters involved, like Aaron Rodgers, there's a distaste for him as a character, as a person? And even the Jets organization as a whole, like what they do, a lot of what they do and how they operate has been bad. But I've also seen that same organization in my lifetime, quarterbacked by Mark Sanchez, make it deep into the playoffs to an AFC championship game. Like, that happened. That happened. And Mark Sanchez, like, say what you want about Aaron Rodgers at age 40. He's no Mark Sanchez, right? Yeah.
Slam dunk to win the division, I think, is strong for the Jets, or even more likely than not is strong. I think that they got to go through the Bills first, and I think the Bills would best the Jets in this season. I think that the Bills are going to win the division over the Jets, over the Dolphins. So I'm not putting them as the favorite to win their division, but I definitely think they are hands down top two.
I would ask you this, though, because the Bills take is interesting to me because that seems to be where a lot of people are going, and even some of the sports books have the Bills either even odds or with shorter odds than the Jets to win the division. What phase of football do you feel the Bills are better than the Jets at?
Quarterback.
That's it?
The Bills have the second best quarterback in the NFL.
So literally just quarterback, not their running game, not their weapons, not the offensive line, not the entire defense, just quarterback. They're better than, you know, Josh Allen's this much better than Aaron Rodgers, and therefore the Bills are going to be a better team than the Jets.
Oh, I think history in the playoffs, just having those games behind their belt. I know Aaron Rodgers has played a lot of playoff games, but with the Bills, that staff has been through the playoffs. They're used to those games. The first time the Jets make the playoffs with this type of team, it was the first time in a long time. How will the rest of the team alongside Aaron Rodgers respond to the moment?
It will be interesting to see that. And I'm not here to tell you the Jets are going to like make a long playoff push, especially as a Chiefs fan. I think the Jets might even be one and done once they do reach the postseason, depending on who they draw. I just feel like when I look at the AFC East, and obviously the Patriots aren't even in this conversation, right? We're looking at the Jets, the Dolphins, and the Bills. On paper, everything feels like the Jets have the best team in this division. It's just as the stink around the franchise and also the weird, like, is Aaron Rodgers really into football stuff? It clouds everything. I was looking at also, this is one of my favorite bets right now in the preseason. Looking at Hard Rock Bet, this is one of those quirky ones. Last team to remain undefeated in this NFL season, they have the Jets at plus 1,500 to be the last remaining undefeated team in this season. And I just look at the first eight games for the Jets, and I only see two games in which the Jets should have some sort of struggle. And that's week one against the San Francisco 49ers on the road, Monday Night Football, which I will say the 49ers have had one of the weirdest off seasons. I mean, listen to this. Listen to Jeremy Fowler on SportsCenter talking about, again, it's not just Brandon Ayuk who's not there at camp. It's not just Christian McCaffrey, whose calf injury is a little banged up right now. We'll see what he looks like to start the season. Trent Williams, the left tackle, the most important part of that offense, might not even be there for week one.
Well, I was told from somebody involved in the situation that he is not going to be available until he gets his contract adjusted. He's got 3 years left on his deal. That could bleed into the regular season with us just being a few weeks away. This is a player who's made about $150 million in his career. He's been taking up golf, kind of staying away from the team, doing his own thing, still training, of course, getting ready for the season potentially. But he's not overly stressed to have to be out there right now, and he's the fourth highest paid left tackle despite being the best the last 2 years. So the 49ers know they have to do something here. Could sweeten the guarantees on his contract. Mm-hmm. So they're dealing with Brandon Ayuk at the same time. They're trying to get this guy done. So they're hoping he'll be in the lineup here soon.
The disease of me is impacting the 49ers right now. That's why I have them as a team that's going to suffer a Super Bowl hangover, and they're more likely to miss the playoffs than they are to make it back to the Super Bowl. The disease of me is already infiltrating them from their left tackle to their quarterback, Brock Purdy, who's going to be playing for a deal this year, right? Kyle Shanahan has a lot to prove now as a head coach, because right after the Super Bowl, you fire your DC, and now it's like, well, what else is going to be left around you for you to blame or scapegoat? And on top of that, you don't have Ayuk in the house. You're going to have a lot of defenders, key defenders, Dre Greenlaw, their safety, I can't say his last name, but their safety that's like that's Polamalu Jr. Like, those guys aren't going to be there to start the season. Week one, I like the Jets to be able to upset the Niners on the road. And then on top of that, then they just got to beat the Bills at home. And in their first eight games, they should be heavily favored and should be able to do it. They'll be their most healthy. They'll be their most at strength on the offensive line. And then Aaron Rodgers got a chip on his shoulder. Like, the last time we saw this dude playing football with the, you know, with the proper amount of weapons around him and the proper environment with the Green Bay Packers, back when he had a number one wide receiver, he won the MVP. It was a long time ago, but he still has some of that in him.
I also remember the last time, my last memory of Aaron Rodgers that isn't in Jets green was losing to the Lions with nothing to play for, the Lions, at home at Lambeau and losing that football game. I'm pretty sure they scored less than 20 points in that game.
He had a broken thumb. That was his excuse that year.
Oh, okay.
And again, I'm not a Rodgers defender. I'm not an Aaron Rodgers guy at all. You've known me for a while now, C-Cat. I'm not that kind of guy. But he had a broken thumb. He didn't have Nate Hackett as his OC. He didn't have a number one receiver like Devontae Adams or Garrett Wilson. And he damn sure didn't have a guy like Breece Hall in the backfield or that Jets defense. It's a totally different year. It's a totally different world. And I think that we have something is clouding our vision with the New York Jets. I feel disgusting saying it, but yes, they should be favored in the AFC East. They will win that division because they got the best team. And Aaron Rodgers might not be the best quarterback, but he's good enough with that squad to get them over the hump. They won 7 games last year. Trevor Siemian played. Tim Boyle started a game. I think Aaron Rodgers can make something shake with that team. I don't think it's too far out of bounds to feel like the Jets can do it.
And why does it make you sick?
It makes me sick because they're the Jets. It makes me sick because they're the same franchise where Michelle Smallman from Unsportsmanlike, 6 to 10 a.m., as she's searching out her next franchise to join, she's doing her fan free agency, the NFL Bachelorette. Jets fans are lining up to tell her, please don't join aboard this train of misery. Like, they know what it's like to be utterly disappointed, to get your hopes up, and to always be down in the dumps at the end of the season. But here's where I counter with that, C-Cat. If the Jets come out the gate this year and they just win like, 4 out of their first 7 games, they're 4-3, not much of a headline, not much of a letdown. That's kind of like par for course for what you would expect. I think the Jets still suffer that ultimate heartbreak, but it's because the expectations are going to rise when they come out of the gates hot. Aaron Rodgers is going to lead this team along with that defense and along with that running game and the weapons he has in Mike Williams and Garrett Wilson. He's going to lead them out to a great start. And then that's when on Get Up, you're going to see all the greeny takes that are going to be, blowing stuff through the roof. This is the best start since, 1987. Like, you're going to get all of that stuff. People are going to start getting high and mighty. Jets fans are going to start getting boisterous. They're going to start tweeting more. And then the bottom will fall out. But by then, they'll have the division sealed up. It's not going to matter.
That week one Monday Night Football game where the Jets hit the road to take on the 49ers, the Niners are only 3.5-point favorites in that game.
For a reason.
It feels like the public will probably hammer on the Niners because just perception-wise, we almost know what we're going to get with the 49ers, or at least we perceive them to be that way.
Yeah.
Tough-nosed football team, runs of football, well, maybe with no Trent Williams.
No,
who knows?
Exactly.
But I like the Jets in that game already.
No Trent Williams, right? There's a good chance that Brandon Ayuk isn't playing, and if he does, he's probably going to be on a snap count because he has not been around, right? Like, and on top of that, we just saw that they put Eli Mitchell on the injured reserve. He's out. Christian McCaffrey walks in there with a calf injury, and if Deebo Samuel's your number one receiver, he's not a guy that's able to get open against man coverage like at all. I'm not super X's and O's guy. That's one thing I definitely know being a fantasy football player. When they play against a team that plays a lot of man, what's the advice everybody gives? You sit Deebo Samuel or you don't at least use him in DFS. Like, Brandon Ayuk is way more integral to this offense and important than people think he is. And because he doesn't have a cool nickname or huge stats, people underestimate what he means to that offense. His absence will mean a lot more to the 49ers, especially when you got a defense like the Jets coming into town. I just don't understand why there's not more people on the Jets this year to win the division. And I also am incredulous with the amount of faith we're putting in Sean McDermott, Josh Allen, and the Buffalo Bills, who have never shown us anything outside of the years with Stephon Diggs. Josh Allen's going to learn very quickly what it means to be out there weaponless. We'll see how they react to that. 888-760-3776. Which NFL take do you have this year that makes you most sick to your stomach? And again, I'm not picking the Jets to win a championship at all. He said Trent Williams golfing a lot these days. Well, if he's ever out here in Palm Beach County and he wants to tune up his game, we know where to send him. Kaiser Golf Center. TheKaiserGolfCenter.com. That's where you go for the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center. They have the best facilities in the area. A 2,000 square foot indoor facility where you can go in there. You can tune up your game. 3 different hitting bays with ball flight technology. Your coach can give you that video replay right back after you start hitting them off the tee. And then also, when you step outside, if you want to get into the elements and test your game out for real, you got a driving range, you got a putting green, everything you need to tune up whatever tool you got in that golf bag. KaiserGolfCenter.com, the Kaiser University Golf Coaching Center. That's where you want to do, if you want to train like a pro, train with the champs and train with the Seahawks. Again, KaiserGolfCenter.com. On the other side, we have the Safe Bound Get Around, and today I'm excited about this one, C-Cat, because the Connor Stallions action on Netflix, I haven't gotten a chance to watch it, but from what I can tell from this, Michigan fans starting to beat their chest a little more, starting to feel a little bit more confident about them being in the right standing place in the NCAA and the rest of everybody else hating. We'll touch on that and more on the other side. That's C-Cat. I'm Theo Dorsey, or Theoretically Speaking, on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
It's a Tuesday. It's your boy Theo Dorsey and C-Cat right there on the ones and twos. We're talking your most disgusting NFL takes heading into the season. We're 9 days out, 9 days away from the kickoff to the NFL season, and I feel absolutely sick to my stomach actually being the voice of the Jets right now, being the one to say, yes, I not only do I believe in them to be good this year, but actually good enough to win the AFC East, a division that has three teams with championship hopes. One of them, I would say, shouldn't, in the Miami Dolphins. We got Larry in Boynton Beach. Larry, you're on Theoretically Speaking with your disgusting NFL take. How you doing on this Tuesday, Larry?
Good, Theo. How are you guys doing?
Absolutely excellent. Outside of the weird feeling I have in my stomach for praising the Jets here in the preseason, but what do you have? What's your most disgusting NFL take?
The two things, real quick. The first one, I wanted to invite you and C-Cat to that opening night game. It's going to be the Southern Flock of Ravens at Duffy's at Linton Federal. We actually have the whole front room reserved now. That's the new home for the Ravens Roost.
Wait, okay. The Duffy's where at? Thing,
Linton and Federal in Delray Beach.
Okay, Linton Federal in Delray Beach. That's the new home for Ravens Flock, which C-Cat, you're a member of, and I'll be obviously the opposition as a Chiefs fan. Are y'all going to treat me okay? Am I going to be in
You're Theo Dorsey. Of course, we'll still respect you.
Okay,
but
okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a good night.
Okay, I appreciate that, Larry.
No problem, sir. I have to disagree with what you were saying a little bit ago with the Jets, only because I bring up the stat that Dan Le Batard brought up last week. All time, New York Jets, AFC East titles, fifth place out of four teams. have more AFC East titles than the Jets. The Jets will find somehow, some way to Jets their way out of the division. So, no, it's going to be Buffalo again.
Larry, that's a great that's call. I appreciate that. And that's the thing, though. Like, I'm trying my best to disassociate the 2024 Jets with Jets of years past, because it is different, right? Like, eventually something is going to change. There's going to be a year where they will, dare I say, they win the Super Bowl down the line. And that's not going to be this year, but winning the AFC East, that's a low bar to clear after a year where the Dolphins didn't do much to improve and the Bills got worse.
These are just uniforms, man. They're just the color that these guys are playing. These are the AFC champion, AFC East championships the Jets did not win last year, the year before that, and the year before that, and we keep on going
every year. Pretty much, yeah.
Aaron Rodgers was never won in one of those uniforms. Garrett Wilson was never in one of those uniforms. Give him a chance.
I would love it. That was, I mean, it's a great counterpoint to everything I just said, and that's why I at least feel sick about it. I do have the cognitive dissonance around my take. But again, that's why it's disgusting. That's why it makes me feel sick to my stomach, and that's why I didn't want to say it outside of this safe space that is today's show, C-Cat. Larry, that was great. Will we be able to even take him up on that on a Thursday night? We'll have to see. But again, you know, Duffy's, Linton Federal, and Delray Beach. Two-for-one drinks. Gotta love Duffy's.
Yeah, that should be a good time. Like, yeah. I've seen how those Ravens fans get down, and it should be a good time at Duffy's.
Got to be a good time. We also have Jalen in North Carolina. Jalen, you're on Theoretically Speaking with your disgusting, horrendous NFL take 9 days out from a kickoff. What's happening, Jay?
All right, Theo, man, I'll tell you this. You last week, you were so high on the Atlanta Falcons after they made the moves, you know, bringing in Judon, bringing in Jesse Bates. My disgusting take, the Atlanta Falcons never live up to expectations and will not win the NFC South.
Oh, my God.
And it's going to be the Carolina Panthers that win the NFC.
Absolutely not.
Get him out of here.
Absolutely not. Are you a David Tepper plant? What the hell is that?
No, all they had to do was shake a loser named Theo Dorsey off their fan base, and they're gonna get back right.
Well, look, okay, Jalen, look, I appreciate that call. It's funny you say that because since I departed from the Carolina Panthers, I'm pretty sure the Chiefs have won more Super Bowls than they've won games. I don't know if that's a real stat, but I'm damn sure it's at least close.
Dang. I hope he wasn't serious. I think he was twisting the knife.
I think he believes that. He commented that. I remember seeing a comment when we talked about the Falcons a couple weeks ago, or was that last week when they picked up Justin Simmons and they just got off the Judon acquisition? He commented the Panthers have a shot at it. And there's a lot of faith because of David Canales coming over from the Buccaneers, what he did with Baker Mayfield, and again, won the NFC South last year. They have the reigning coach from the NFC South winning team. Technically, it was the OC. But there's no way the Panthers are good enough to win that division.
We talked about how the division was wrapped up 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And it was not even considering the possible chance, threat, existence of a Panthers division championship.
Jalen is a hopeful person because he's out there in North Carolina. He wants to be in the vibes of a winning organization, but they just haven't been, and they won't be as long as David Tepper's the owner because he's a decrepit owner of a franchise in the NFL. And the sad thing is you can't get rid of those guys. You can outlive a GM, you can survive a head coach, even a bad quarterback, but you can't get rid of an owner. And he comments on the YouTube stream that division is absolute trash. I do think the Falcons have made something of themselves, so I'm not going to go that far. Do we even have time to get to our safe bound get around today, CK?
We do not. We're going to kick that to another day.
That's the beautiful thing about us announcing just last week that next week, starting today, we are going to be 2 hours from 2 to 4 p.m. So make sure if you're an avid listener and a fan here of Theoretically Speaking, you tap in at 2 o'clock for Theoretically Speaking. We're expanding the 2 hours so we can hit the safe bound get around every day and we can get to all of the topics we want to get to because sometimes we get shortchanged, especially when Panthers fans jump in and just annihilate the whole show with the most disgusting take I think we've ever taken on Theoretically Speaking. That just is... Ugh.
That scared me. I jumped out of my chair. I'm going to look at the instant replay on that one.
Ugh.
The jump scare.
If he would have said, like, the Saints...
yeah,
there's no other team in the NFC South. No,
Buccaneers, you could say the Buccaneers.
Yeah, they're the reigning champs, so maybe that. I'm overheating over here. I gotta cool down because I just got getting out of character right here. And the easiest way to cool down, you know, if somebody fires off a terrible stinky hot take, or maybe if you're just at the crib and your AC needs to tune up from the pros, from the best in all of Palm Beach County, EDS Air Conditioning and Plumbing. EDSisYes.com. EDSisYes.com. That's the new website. They are your trusted AC experts here in Palm Beach County. A 4.8 star Google rating with over 760 reviews. And I can say this because I've had plenty of technicians, and whenever you get a technician from EDS, they send you a little text message. It gives you a picture and a bio of them. And every single time, I've never seen a Panthers fan. So I know that EDS has great technicians, people with great and proper discernment. They're also a trained comfort specialist. It's hard to stop a train. They know what they're doing. I just literally flipped my AC system with them this year. It's been cool ever since. I keep that house on. When I'm at home, I try to keep it at like 71. My wife, 68. 68 degrees. I freeze my tail off, but that's a good problem to have. 24/7 support, timely service. You can even book online. EDSisYes.com. All righty, C-Cat. We got to get to our Taco Tuesday. We got Dean Thomas. We got Tina on the other side. I did see Bubba jump in here with a comment. Should I address this now?
No.
No, we can't even address that right now because we do have some trivia on a Tuesday that we need to tap into before we get to the other side with Tina and Dean Thomas.
Theo, we've got news coming on the wire. It's big Kelce brother news. They signed a deal with Amazon's Wondery for their New Heights podcast worth more than $100 million. Travis Kelce keeps on winning. This playoffs just went by. Do you remember? He passed Jerry Rice for the most receptions all time from any NFL player. My question to you, Theo Dorsey, and to everyone listening at home, in the car, on their smart speaker, on Twitter, on YouTube, on Facebook, is simply this. If Travis Kelce is number one on the NFL playoff receptions leader, and Jerry Rice is number two, who is number three?
Oh, okay, okay. So who's number three for playoff receptions in their career behind Travis Kelce and Jerry Rice? And it could be a tight end, it could be a receiver, it could be anybody. That's a good one. I'll think it over in a break. We'll give the answer on the other side. And plus, we bring in our friends on a Tuesday, a full house, as Tina in the Wild and Dean Thomas, the UFC Meister, pull up on Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios, Theo Dorsey is Theoretically Speaking. Streaming live on YouTube, here's Theo Dorsey.
We got an invite. We're 9 days out from the kickoff to the NFL season. We got an invite to a Duffy Sports Grill out there in Delray Beach where the Ravens flock will be to catch the Chiefs and the Ravens getting after it to kick off the season. Excited about that. I mean, you don't need an invite, though, to get your fantasy football draft going at a Duffy Sports Grill near you, because a great fantasy football season starts with a great fantasy football draft party. So tap in at the nearest Duffy Sports Grill, duffysmvp.com. You can book a private party space. I mean, you got over 80 televisions in every location. You get free Wi-Fi, award-winning burgers, jumbo wings, two-for-one drinks all day, every day, and all of that just to get your gears a-churning as you select players one by one through the board. You're running out of time here. The NFL season kicks off in 9 days. Book your private draft party at a Duffy Sports Grill. And if you want to be the MVP of your draft party that you're doing from the crib, well, order a party pack from duffysmvp.com as well and be the MVP of your party. Duffy's, our game is always on. Who else's game is always on is my guy, Dean Thomas, who's pulling up on us on a Tuesday, who just helped me out a bit with my trip. We got to answer that trivia question, and I want to shout you first before I got to you, Tina, because you did give me a bit of a tip here, so I appreciate you, Dean.
Well, you know, I'm here for that reason. I just want to make sure that everybody knows that I'm always on top of my game when it comes to things. Yeah, you know, I was watching a little football the other day. Me and Tina was at a little spot watching a little college football.
Yeah, well, who was playing, Tina?
Oh, my goodness.
Was it the Florida
State
game?
Southeast Missouri and North Alabama.
Wow.
It was worst game ever.
It was
ever.
On ESPN.
Yeah. A little FCS action there.
We were only watching because we were waiting for something else to come on. So.
Okay. All right. Great admission. Okay, so the trivia question going into the break. A trivia question going into the break from CCAT. Was what again, CCAT?
If Travis Kelce has the most postseason receptions of all time and Jerry Rice has the second, who has the third most postseason receptions of all time?
See, this was tough for me because I kept thinking like these big name receivers. I was going like Terrell Owens. I was thinking like Randy Moss. But it's like they didn't play enough playoff games to get there. And then here comes Dean Thomas, my ram in the bush.
That's right, boy.
As I'm searching for my answer, he sits down. He's like, who's that little dude that the girls like from the Patriots?
No, I said, who's the little dude with the beard that was dancing on the car that got arrested back in the day?
Was he dancing on the car?
Yeah, he got arrested like in L.A. dancing on some top of some car. I don't remember. That's how I remember people.
Well,
all the dirt that they do.
Well, I'm going to go with it. I mean, Julian Edelman played in a lot of playoff games with Tom Brady. He was a security blanket. He was in the slot. We're in a passing era where you throw the ball to that guy a lot. It probably like had some 9-10 catch games. Give me Julian Edelman for number three on all-time playoff receptions list.
This is garbage. This is absolute garbage. Are you kidding me right now?
I told you.
Is that what you're walking around? Yes. Like, you were so mad.
I couldn't control myself. I was overhearing this, the meeting of the minds, Theo Dorsey and Dean Thomas.
Hey.
And all of the knowledge from football was coming from Dean Thomas. He didn't hesitate. He said, oh, it's Julian Edelman.
Yeah.
That's
the craziest part about it was how quickly it came to Dean, who is not like an NFL guy. You're UFC. You know all those things off the back of your head.
In the total of like 20 years, I've watched maybe one total football game.
Yeah.
And it wasn't Julian Edelman involved, I'm sure.
I don't know. I've never watched a full game in which he played.
How many receptions do you have the list in front of you, CK?
The list in front of me, Kelce at one at 165, Rice at two with 151, Edelman has 118 for third. Crazy. Behind him is Rob Gronkowski at 98, and then it's Tyreek Hill at 96.
That's what I was going to say. I wondered how close Tyreek Hill was. The problem is the Dolphins just, you know, they got one game into the past 2 years, I guess, but they haven't been able to play enough of them. I think Hill might be able to catch those other guys. But, yeah, wow, incredible stuff right there. Our first trivia. I got to start phoning a friend more here. I really just was a shot in the dark here right before we got on air.
You weren't bouncing names off of Dean, and then he said, yeah, I think it's – no, you had no clue.
Nope.
You're spitting out name after name after name, yeah. And Dean hears the question and immediately gives you the right answer.
Incredible stuff, man.
And I didn't even know his name.
You didn't.
I just knew who it was.
You know what? You never know.
You knew the team, and, like, you had – yeah, he gave you hints, and – I can't believe you, Dean.
Yeah. No, it was great. It was great. You got another compliment here, Tina. I don't know if you want Tina in the Wild here. A compliment from a viewer on the stream. I will pop it up right there. And it says, Tina is more beautiful this week than before.
Wait a minute.
From Bubba. Sweet.
Yeah. How come I don't be getting these little sexy compliments?
You're never here.
I know, but still, when I'm here, I'm supposed to have, like, you know what I'm saying, some compliments about me,
too.
Did
you hear about the new announcement?
What's that?
With the station here?
What's the new announcement?
Theoretically speaking, we're getting an extra hour. We're going to be on from 2 to 4 here going weekdays going forward starting next Tuesday. And we're also incorporating Russo and Rizzo, a new show from 4 to 6.
Yeah, I heard about that, man. And, like, because I paid for you to be on that extra hour.
Funded by Dean Thomas,
yeah,
the second
funded,
hour.
It's all funded by me, yeah.
But you're still only able to show up for one of those days on Thursday.
Yeah. We actually were thinking about not telling Dean and just having him show up, like, next week and be like, what's going on? Like, where's Theo? Where's C-Cat? Where's Tina? And then end up hopping on Russo and Rizzo. Well,
I was about to say that.
Yeah. I would love to book Dean Thomas on Russo and Rizzo without telling them all of Dean Thomas's past. Like, no, it's actually former NFL linebacker Dean Thomas. Yeah. He played in the Dolphins in the 90s.
Before he sits down, too.
Yes.
Well, here's the good news is that even though I know there's still a high probability that I'm going to show up next week, it's still this time at the wrong time.
Yes, yes, at the wrong time, which is perfectly fine. You know what? Because when you do, that's when we're going to get your debut on Russo and Rizzo. It wouldn't be as upsetting to us as apparently Tina upset a bartender over the weekend on a Saturday. This is why
I'm disappointed.
This is why I don't go out that much. I hate disappointing people. I hate upsetting people. And here you are just ticking off bartenders left and right.
I did. I'm pretty sure I did. And Dean Thomas was there to witness it all.
Oh, you were there.
Yes, Dean Thomas was there to witness it all.
We're not allowed to say the name of this bar, I'm guessing. But what city were we in?
We were in Boca Raton.
Boca Raton. Nice.
So Dean Thomas and I met up to watch the UFC fights on Saturday night. That's how we end up watching Southeast Missouri and North Alabama.
Riveting stuff. Who won that game, by the way?
I think it was Missouri.
It's going to affect the national championship race.
I called this place. First off, we were a pain the whole entire time, but I added to it in the end.
What? How were y'all a pain?
I called this place ahead of time being like, hey, are you playing the UFC fights? It's not a pay-per-view, but I just want to make sure because it wasn't a sports bar. And I was like, I want some good food. There's TVs there. It's a good vibe, but want to make sure they're playing the UFC fights. They confirmed with me that they were going to be playing the fights. So we get to the restaurant. We sit down. We ask if maybe they could put on the prelims, and they can't because they only had ESPN. They didn't have ESPN Plus. So that's how we end up watching this college football game with FCS, I think it was.
Yeah, it was FCS. Yeah.
And so we had to wait for that to be over to see the fights. Before the fights went on, though, we probably asked the server 5 times, can you please turn on the fights? Like, it's 8 or it was 10 p.m. The main card is on. It's on ESPN. They couldn't figure it out. Well, we had to ask like 5 times already. So we were being a pain in the butt asking them. Finally,
she was.
Yes, yes.
I was about to say, how many? You keep saying we. Yeah, I mean, is she French?
Dean probably only asked once. I asked other 4 times.
But I was like, please, you know, please and thank you.
Yeah,
she was like, get it.
Yeah, I was like,
do it now.
Yeah.
So then we finally, the football game is over. The UFC fights come on. Dean and I, too, I took myself back after this night when I was a server and I would work fight nights. And I would hate those people that ordered just fries and a soda and sat there for 5 hours.
Oh, wow. That's me.
Well, that was Dean Thomas and I Saturday night, where we both had waters, and then we only ordered three apps. And that was all we had. And we sat there from 8:45 till midnight.
Just hogging spots at the bar.
Well, no, we were at a table.
We were at a table.
But did she did grab the guy's head when she wasn't happy with one of the apps. She grabbed the guy's head and put Mash's face in it.
No, I didn't. Like, Tina. I would never do that.
She was like, taste this.
Yeah.
Don't let it happen again.
I would never do that. So we're sitting there. 10 o'clock, the fights start. It's about, like, once the fights come on, I'm like, oh, I'm going to order myself an espresso martini.
Hey,
I'm like, this is way past my bedtime. A little pick me up, you know? So I order the espresso martini. It comes out. And I love me some espresso martinis.
Oh, no.
It's also the hardest thing to make as a bartender.
I heard.
It's an annoying thing to make.
Yeah.
Is it, though?
Because every one I've ever had before
are delicious. And this one was a 1 out of 10.
So when you ask for this espresso martini.
Espresso.
Theo, you never say it right. You know what? I'm sticking to my guns. Espresso.
You both say X.
Yeah, espresso martini.
Because you want it.
I'm from the South.
Right now.
The way you ordered it.
Espresso.
The way you ordered it. The way you demanded it. So here's my question, though. Did you tick off the bartender / waitress before or after you ordered the espresso martini?
It was after.
Okay.
It was after. So I order the espresso martini, and Dean Thomas say this. I taste it, and I go, I can't even drink this right now, but I'm going to force myself because it's a $14 espresso martini, so I'm just going to make it work. I took one more sip, and I go, okay, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Well, even before that, she was already complaining about the aesthetic of it. She was like, ain't no beans on the top, and it don't even look like a real one.
I did say that, too. There was no three beans.
Yeah.
That's a staple in espresso martini, and usually there's like a little foam on top, a little bit. You know?
You need the foam on top. Yes. That's kind of, yeah.
1 out of 10. Aesthetic, nothing. Like, I was very upset with this espresso martini. I did not complain. Dean Thomas told our server, hey, we're not going to drink this. Like, you can take it. And our server.
I didn't. I had to. I was trying to impress her.
You're just like my wife. My wife, Ashley's the one that's going to be like, no, we're not doing it. I'm like, similar to C-Cat, I think you said the same. You'll just take it.
I feel like the female usually does take charge when it comes to the, like, complaining
more
or being
about those things.
So our server even jokes and says, I was like, yeah, I'm sorry, like, I'm not gonna drink that. It wasn't that great.
Yeah.
He laughs, he goes, ha, I'm gonna go tell the bartender it sucks.
He said that.
So then they take our espresso, they take the espresso martini. Uh-oh. We go on with drinking our waters, watching the fights. This place did close at midnight. But Dean and I weren't the only ones still in there in the restaurant, and there were people still sitting at the bar inside and outside of this establishment. Well, the server, she starts turning up the TVs, but she leaves the one that me and Dean Thomas are watching. 2 to 5 minutes go by, and this bartender comes right up to me and Dean and goes, it's midnight, we're closed, and shuts off the TV
right in front of us.
Uh-huh. So I was like,
justice for the bartender.
I was like, oh, and I go, I did that. That's me. I'm like, that's me complaining.
But the bartender, she was kind of thick, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
I was like, you know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, you can go ahead and shut the TV off.
Do what you got to do. Ain't no sweat.
Yeah. How she said it, though, I go, oh, that was directed right towards me.
She was a little sassy.
And I bet you that server did go tell her, like, that espresso martini, that girl said it sucked.
If it sucked, it sucked.
But you know what?
You don't want to waste empty calories on a drink if you don't like the drink. But if you do, you, Tina, are one to burn calories off easily because you work out at F45.
Oh, yes, I do. I was there this morning. I'm there, you know, all the time. I got to get all three of you over to F45. If it's F45 Palm Beach Gardens or F45 West Palm Beach, group classes, there's a time that could work out for your schedule. And it's a motivating group of people. They've got trainers there to modify if you need it. F45 West Palm Beach, F45 Palm Beach Gardens. Check out their Instagrams for any deals that they've got going on, or go to F45training.com to find a location near you.
I love it, especially with our time change coming up next week. Maybe a post-show F45 run.
Let's do it.
Right across the street out here in City Place.
Let's do it.
On the other side, we take you home. That's C-Cat. Dean Thomas. That's Tina. I'm Theo. We're Theoretically Speaking on ESPN 106.3.
My leg! My leg! I am not angry. I am in pain. My leg!
Time now for an injury report.
My head and torso!
Wow, that's crazy. They hit me everywhere except
my legs!
Presented by Baptist Health Orthopedic Care. Go where the pros go.
My leg!
If you were excited to watch Odell Beckham Jr. with the Dolphins this year, say yeah.
Yeah.
Except he... Actually, you won't be able to see him, at least for the first four games. The Dolphins wide receiver Odell Beckham. That was a great yeah, by the way,
no problem,
I appreciate that. The Dolphins wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. remaining on the PUP list to begin the regular season. That means he'll be sidelined for the first four games. Odell signed with the Dolphins back in March. He has not practiced with the team since. And like I said, when he made the move, he spent the year in Baltimore, and he said, get me the hell out of here. I got to go somewhere where the weather is nice and the views are even better. He might be just setting up that retirement plan in South Florida. Shouts to him, though, by the way, to get the bag on the way out the door. That's your Baptist Health Orthopedic Care Injury Report. Yeah! Is joint pain affecting your quality of life? At Baptist Health Orthopedic Care, our team is experienced in traditional joint replacement surgery as well as new, less invasive treatments, with the goal of returning you to what you love as quickly as possible. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care combines its resources of experienced physicians and leading-edge treatments and technology to provide advanced orthopedic, foot and ankle, joint replacement, spine, and sports medicine care. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho for more information today. Baptist Health Orthopedic Care has offices conveniently located in Palm Beach County through the Florida Keys. Learn more by visiting baptisthealth.net/ortho. Now it's time that we take you home.
I know who I want to take me home. Take me home.
I take you home with this. Energy is neither created nor destroyed. It is transferred. So transfer some good energy to somebody today. Spread joy. Spread love. Be good. C-Cat, what you got?
Don't take your NFL advice from Theo Dorsey. Take it from Dean Thomas. He has all of the answers. He is the NFL encyclopedia. If you ever run into Dean Thomas on the street, just quiz him real quick. He got your back.
He's the Oracle. And again, the Julian Edelman pool. It's pretty crazy. Pretty impeccable stuff. We'll see y'all on Wednesday. Go in love. Go in peace. Go in joy. Freddie and Harry next on ESPN 106.3.